The World Youth Day at Madrid has been a great gathering of all the nations, and at the International Eucharistic Congress stand in the Parque del Retiro, we had the opportunity over these past few days to meet and talk with young people and adult leaders from all five continents and to share with them some of the materials that we have prepared in relation to the theme of the Eucharistic Congress. One of the more important moments for me was the opportunity to talk briefly with six young Chinese people accompanied by a priest who came to our stand on Friday afternoon. They told me that they came from the north of China, where for political reasons they were not allowed to access the internet or Facebook. They were aware of the Congress and wanted to know more about it. I was delighted to be able to give them a USB key on which, in addition to information about the Congress in many European languages, we also had, thanks to the work of the Catholic community in Taiwan, the Eucharistic Congress prayer translated into Mandarin Chinese. Canadians from the Diocese of London, Ontario and Hamilton, Ontario told us that they were already making plans to come to the Congress and that the information about the Congress is already readily available in their parishes. Many parishes in Ontario are following the catechetical program prepared by the Eucharistic Congress so that they can be fully engaged with the Congress preparations. I had the opportunity to address briefly the young people from the International Catholic Deaf Community, and I was delighted to be able to tell them that at the Congress in 2012, we will have a deaf track which will be offered in cooperation with the International Catholic Deaf Federation. One couple of young people from Portugal approached me at our stand and told me that they pray regularly for Catholics in Ireland. They understand that at the moment it is difficult to be a Catholic in Ireland, and they expressed the hope that they would come to the Congress next year as an expression of their solidarity with us.